Hello. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I have made podcasts on relationships, at least my relationships and the different kind of relationships that I have experienced in my 70 years plus life on this planet. And it popped up. Oh, I was not popped up, I was cruising. And I noticed there's a they have these things they want you to pay. It's not free. The eHarmony, one was eHarmony, and the other one was seniors senior sites, and they have big sites, and these are paid sites, you know. And you answer all these questions, and they make they how you put it. You answer all these questions, and it's called compatible. The what they call that? They give you in touch with men who are compatible to the questions that you answered, okay? In the old days, they used to call it matchmaking. That's what it was back in the 70s. It was matchmaking. And I found it very, I hate to say this, I think it was a stupid way of doing it. Because they had the same thing back in the 70s and 80s. They had the I forgot the name of it, but it was like a matchmaking group. It advertised in a gay newspaper. You answer all these questions, and they match you up with other people who are part of the group. And I found that it was stupid because they matching you up with somebody who likes the same thing that you like. But that doesn't make any sense. Opposite attracts. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Opposites attracts. And I don't understand why these groups, these companies who doing this compatibility, I guess they're making money. But I don't understand how can you make money. I'll give you an example. Back in the day, in the 80s, when I first got sober, I wanted to be in a relationship. So I joined this Mirth and Girth. It's a gay group with big men and men who likes big men. And they met every Friday night at the gay center. And so here's the deal. I found that men who wants big men usually is the athletic ones, the masculine athletic. They work out, got muscular, or the skinny minis. They're looking for the super chubby guys, and the super chubby guys are looking for them. Now, once in a while, you might come up with a chubby guy looking for a chubby guy, but whatever. But I found that very interesting. And I have met somebody. His name was Ricky. Ricky and I, may he rest in peace. He's not here today. Ricky and I, we went together for a while. Ricky was a slender guy. And I was, at that time, I was close to 400 pounds. And the thing that I found out that because that they did they had the back in the 70s I did do that that test. You ask all these questions and they kind of hook you up with somebody, and that didn't work in the 70s. So now that's why in the 80s I'm sober. I try to, you know, and I found out because even back then I thought about that test, how how they think. Do you answer all these questions? If he likes to go bicycle and you like to go bicycle, is a match? Not necessarily. I find that that's not a match. If he likes to hang out at the clubs, you like to hang out at clubs, it's a match. That's not true. That's not true. Because I've met guys and I found out guys that it's interesting. Guys that like the same thing I like, sexually, we aren't a match. And guys who don't like what I like, and they may like one or two things that I like, but basically they don't like, you know, all the things I like. It wasn't a match. It was a match. It was sexually, it was a match. So opposite attracts. So here it is, 2024, and I'm thinking they still got this eHarmony. And I did an eHarmony maybe a decade, two decades ago. So I was curious. This is eHarmony. Maybe they evolve. And I answered the questions, and the questions were the same. And then they hook you up with somebody who liked the same thing you like. We have 110, I think it's 100 is a perfect match. And then they send me these perfect match, over perfect match. Oh, but then when you contact the person, you talk, it's not a match. Opposite attracts. Especially if it's sexually. Now, some of you out there might say, well, that's not really, I really like if somebody likes what I like, you know, it is a match. And I'm going to tell you something. I knew a guy. I don't know if he's still alive today. But he told me to my face, and we had nothing. We were just friends. He was a friend of mine. And he said to me, I don't want anybody who looks like me or likes the same thing I like. That's boring. I want somebody who's just the opposite. Opposite attracts. Now, I don't know why that. Back in when I was in the Mirth and Girth, I don't know why guys who like the same thing I like, built like me, we got along very well, very great friends, because most of my friends are like that. We're friends. But sexually, I'm not attracted to someone who look like me, talk like the same things I like. Most of the things that sexually attract me, it's usually an opposite. And that has nothing to do with being weight. I found that I had food around with guys pretty much. Oh, I have food around. I got two guys my size. It wasn't a match. It definitely was opposite, and it wasn't a match. Even though we were the same size. Even though we they like to hang out at the clubs like I did. Even though they, you know, but it and we fooled around sexually, but then find out it wasn't match. I don't know what the story is. I know back in the day to talk about matchmakers. All I know is that attraction is very, very strange. Because you could be attracted to somebody and you have nothing in common. And I've seen this. You have nothing in common. But once you get in that bed, the sex is so fantastic. And once you finish having sex, it's like night and day. It's almost like, okay, you can go now. I mean, it's interesting. Something I really never understood. A decade ago, I met a guy. He likes big guys. And he came to me, to my house, and he says that, can you come twice? And I said, yeah. But then we fooled around once, but he had to go. And he wants to meet again. The sex was like that. It wasn't all that great. And he called me to have another rendezvous. And I had to think about it because the sex wasn't that great the first time. But he wants to prove to me that he can make me come twice. And, you know, it's a decade ago, so I'm a decade younger at the time. So anyway, he came to my house. And after he got to my house, I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't interested. Because basically, we didn't have anything in common. Like, we didn't like the same things. He was into something different than I was. And the sex wasn't really there. But then, when you're a whore and you're horny, you figure, oh, what the hell, you know. And that's how I felt when he came. And I, you know, okay, so he maybe come the first time. All right, I'm ready to go. For me, I'm ready to go. So I said, okay, you know, nice seeing you. But he goes, no. You said you could come twice. I'm going to make you come twice. So I said, okay. So I lay back and maybe come another time. But you know what was the shocking thing? I was so, after the second time, I didn't even like him doing it the second time. I had to fantasize something in my head. Just to get an erection. I just wasn't interested. The first time is funny. The first time I was horny. When you're horny, okay, you come. All right, now you just, you know. But the second time around, I really didn't want to be bothered. I was like not interested. Was nothing about him to get me, you know. I even know why he bothered him to come to my house. Like I said, a whore. You figure, well, sex, you know. But that's like I said, after that first time, I wasn't really. So I had to sit back and I had to think of things. You know, you fantasize in your head. And then finally, when I came, and I was so, how was that expression? I felt so, you know, like you can't stand it. You want to get, you know, like you can't stand somebody. Not hate, but you just couldn't. You wanted to get them away from you. You know, like get away from me. I didn't say it like that. I said, okay, you can go now. And he was taking his time, and I'm trying to push him out the door. I didn't want to be. I was upset. What upset me is I sat there and let this boy make me come for the second time, and it took a long time. I wasn't interested, and then I realized I wasn't interested from the first time. And I had a friend who told me this back in the 70s when he told me a story where he met a guy on the, this one he had the phone sex when you this was before the internet, and you know they had this thing on the phone. You called this number up and you could talk to the person. And then you make a date. And he said that the way the guy described him on the phone, and he went to meet the guy at the guy's house, it was totally, totally different. And he said he was, you know, the guy was disgusting and this and that. And then I said, so you left. He goes, well, I came all that way because he lived in the Bronx. He drove to the Brooklyn to meet the guy. He said, well, I've came on that way. I mean, why not, you know, let him get my blow job. And that's what he did. And he said he wished he had never done it. It was the most. And that's how I felt the second time around. I was like, why did I do this? Why did I do this? So, and you want to know why you're talking about this podcast? Because it's interesting. Sex, relationships, what is it? Sex and relationship and friendship and all these different type of things is very, very interesting. It's interesting how when you're horny, how you would do a lot of things when you're horny, but if you're not horny, you won't do them. Because I had a guy I was talking about recently to a lot of guys said, he asked, would you do this and would you do that and blah 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 and all these things, and I said, I don't know. He goes, well, what do you mean you don't know? I said, because if I'm horny. And you happen to, you, and I'm then you there, and I find you attractive. I may do it, but if I'm not horny, I may not do it. I said, oh, it depends on what they call sexual attraction. Now, even sexual attraction is interesting because you could be horny and you want to have sex with somebody because you're horny, and then after you finish having sex, you don't want to be bothered anymore, especially if there's no other connection, just the sex. I hope I have been very. I hope you're not confused of what I'm trying to say. You know, when you live as long as I live and have all these stupid how you say experiences, sometimes you sit back and you go, "Wow, did I do that?" You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head.